First off, my first name is Betty. So, black girl being called Betty was always, who are you named after, especially living in the South? Bless your heart, who are you named after? That's a real old name. But it was more of, okay, so this isn't the usual. It's not a Shaniqua. It's not a, a big name. It's Betty. And so, and according to my parents, it's Betty, not Betty. So I automatically knew I was different. Whenever I would go to school, I always knew there was something that was just different. Like my classmates would say or do something, and I'd be like, that is not how it operates in my house. Or, so I always knew that, there was something different from me and other cultures. And it wasn't until when I got to middle school, one of the things was they told us to write our names down. And automatically, I would write down Betty, but at home they call me Tama, which is short for Yay Tama. And I struggled so hard. And the funny thing is, I did not know how to spell Yay Tama. I would see it on cards or I'd see it written down, but I did not know how to spell it.
Welcome to First Gens. This is a podcast about first-generation Americans and filling in the blanks beside the hyphen. This is a special episode, and we're going to go back to episode one, where we talked a little bit about our names. This is the name game. I'm Perrine.
And I'm Sky.
When you go back to episode one, and we hope that you've been listening to episodes consecutively and in order. But if you haven't, definitely try to go back to that first episode. Sky and I tap on something that has literally shaped our identity in one of the greatest ways possible, and that is with our names.
I was named after my aunt, my Auntie Perrine. And though we weren't as close as I wish we could have been before her passing, boy, am I her namesake. We shared a love for fashion, cooking, and cosmetics. She was a lovely yet incredibly strong woman. I remember looking up our name when I was younger and finding that it means rock. Being the headstrong, determined person I am and the youngest of six, I couldn't be more proud to carry the name of my aunt, my father's sister, and embrace how unique and special it's made me just as a human being.
So when I was in preschool and they started calling me Perrine versus Perrine, which my family called me, it was something that very much so confused me and kind of gave me a very blurred sense of identity, but it also then kind of differentiated who I was at home and who I was in school. But, it made it easier for them. And it was literally a form of assimilation.
Oh, definitely. In the first episode, I did share about going into kindergarten and choosing to use my middle name instead of my first name. And I also just think back to, growing up, though I was Sky at school, at home, I was still known by my first name, by my brothers and my mother. And so I remember going off to college, and I went to the same university as one of my brothers. And I remember him introducing me to his friends, like, this is my sister, and saying my first name, and me extending my hand and being like, Sky, thank you. And so I remember the first semester and a half, Stacy was trying so hard to adjust his language and adjust what he calls me. And to this day, he still flips between the two, whether he calls me by my first name or my middle name. So I don't even know, I just instinctually answer at this point to him and to my family members. Because, my mother's side of the family calls me by my first name, and my dad's part of the family calls me by my middle name. And so I just answer to names without even thinking about it. The other day I was calling my great aunt on the phone, and I haven't spoken to her in a while. And so and she since has gotten a new number since the last time we talked. So I knew my name wouldn't pop up on her phone. And so I started calling her and I dialed the number and it rang twice. And then I hung up really quickly because I realized, like, I'm going to say, hey, this is, and I realized I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know to say, like, hey, this is Sky, or hey, this is Muta. Like,
yeah.
So I hung up the phone and immediately called my mom and said, hey, what does Auntie call me? Like, I don't know what she knows me as. Like, I don't know. Basically, I don't know who to be right now. Tell me who to be. Yeah. And even my mom, like, I think she's gotten so used to it at this point, too, that she was just like, I don't know. Just tell her you're my daughter. I was like.
This is Selena's daughter.
This is Big Girl's daughter. Because that's my mom's nickname. So, like, I called up my aunt and I was like, oh, this is Big Girl's daughter. She's like, oh, Big Girl's daughter. And honestly, low-key, I don't know if she knows my name.
Oh, no.
Because she didn't say a name the entire conversation.
Oh, no.
But she knew, you know, my mother's name at the very least.
Right, right. Your mother's, yeah, her nickname. Man, family can be tough. Like, in addition to figuring out your identity, I feel like our siblings have their conception of us and, like, who we mm-hmm. are to them. And then we have our own, you know, perception of who we are and, like, what we want to execute. And, you know, very similar to Sky's story, you know, my sister, Ann Beck, she calls me Perrine. She introduces me to anyone by the name of Perrine. They can be American, they can be Liberian, they can be Filipino, they can be from anywhere. And she will, I am Perrine to her. Like, that's who I am to her. And to my other siblings, my oldest siblings, they'll call me Perrine as well, like when introducing, but we also didn't necessarily grow up together as close for them to experience, you know, kind of the back and forth between the American and the Liberian.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother Eric, who we're closest in age, he kind of flips it on and off like I do. He'll introduce me as Perrine to Americans and friends, but at home he calls me Perrine. And mm-hmm. so, and you know, my older sister Jane, she primarily calls me Perrine as well. And so it's really interesting because I think Eric and I grew up so much closer in age and somewhat in assimilation and mm-hmm. going to school and, you know, that whole bit. But it's also, it's very hard for me because I almost feel like I didn't get a say in it, you know, when I was in preschool and they just started calling me Perrine. I feel like if in preschool, if they would have kept it Perrine, I would have kept it. I felt like I just stuck with it because that's what I was labeled. And then that made it even more apparent to me that I was different at home than in school and vice versa. And it's also very interesting, too, because all of my siblings, for the most part, have, like, more neutral names, right. Like you have Reggie, Harvin, Jane. Ann Beck actually went by Ann for, like, until she got to, like, college was when she stepped back into her own and started going by Ann Beck, which is a combination name that she received. And so that's a whole nother story. But it's very interesting, too, that I think she kind of brought her name back when she got older. And kind of capitalized on being unique. And then you have Eric. Eric, come on, like.
And then Perrine Perrine.
Yes. So if you can see how it trickles down, it made things a lot more difficult and a lot more interesting. So basically when I'm with, you know, Ann Beck, she says I'm Perrine, and then I follow up and say I'm Perrine, and I correct. So I'm kind of still trying to figure out, like, what my balance is.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that, trying to find a balance. I remember coming out of college, looking for my first job. I had my resume out there, and I had my full name on there, because in my mind, you had to write, though I go by my middle name, I thought that legally I had to include my first name. So I just included my full name that way that they could see that my middle name was on there and then maybe ask me about it. So I got one of my first jobs out of college, working at this little nonprofit. There are about 12 or 15 of us, so pretty small quarters. And so I got the job, and they were calling me by my first name because it's on my resume. And I never really knew the right moment to correct them and say like, oh, hey, actually I go by Sky. Cause like it never came up in the interview. I don't really think that they called me by my name that many times during the interview. So I didn't even think about it, until, you know, I got the job and started working there. And so a few months go by and they're still calling me by my first name. And so at this point I'd kind of embraced it because I'd realized that like outside of my family, no one called me that name. And so I'd never had the experience of being called my first name full time. And it was an adjustment for me. And it really, in my mind at the time, was helping me to make a delineation between my work life and my life, my home life. And so I kind of enjoyed having the kind of the separation, like, well, at home I'm Sky, but during the day, you know, my professional title is, you know, my first name. And so I kind of liked having the delineation, but then at the same time, at work, I didn't really know how to be myself. I felt like it was putting up this barrier between me and my coworkers because, like I said, it was a small office, and so we were all fairly close. And so as we were getting closer and closer, it was weird for them to not call me by my name because they were getting to know my true personality in me as a person, and I just didn't feel like the person that I am is my first name. The person that I am is Sky. That is who I am. That's the person that they were seeing. And like, they would call me by my first name, and there were oftentimes when I would just be sitting in the office doing my work and I would hear, you know, them call me by my first name, and I would just keep typing because it didn't click in my head that that is me, because to me, I am Sky, and that's who I am first and foremost. And so to have people who know me and who are close to me calling me by the quote unquote wrong name was just a completely bizarre thing. And so when they found out, I think it was 3 or 4 months into me at the job, they gave me so much hell for not telling them sooner. And they, you know, ended up changing it on the website and in my email. But like, they just will not to this day. I'm still close friends with some of them. And to this day, they won't let me live it down that for the first 4 months of knowing me, they quote unquote didn't know my name.
Yeah. That's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. And it's something that, you know, we have very shared experiences with a ton of other first gens. And it's also something that we have in common with a lot of, you know, relatives that may have immigrated recently to America. I have so many cousins that literally have a Liberian name and have an American name. Mm-hmm. And they sound nothing alike.
Right.
Like, completely different names. And again, it's another form of assimilation. We're literally playing the name game.
So as far as names go, I grew up being called Layla or Layla at home. And my real name is Elvira, which is very Bosnian. However, it's spelled exactly like Elvira. So it became a name that's completely American. And for me, when I came to the U.S., the family that we lived with, because we came here as refugees, they kept insisting on calling me Elvira. So that became my name up until college. And in college, I was so adamant about bringing my real name back, what my parents called me. I used to just think, oh God, why didn't you just call me Layla? Then it would be obvious that, you know, this is a Bosnian name or at least a name that's not from here, and that way it wouldn't be so confusing. So Elvira is like this very like old Southern name. They have songs by the Oak Ridge Boys and all of this. So I became very much against being called Elvira when I was in college because I felt that it wiped away my roots of being Bosnian, the struggles, the family that died during a war and then had to be relocated. And I wanted to reclaim the real pronunciation of my name. And I think that was the first time I felt I could be called Elvira and I could still be American. The only issue was getting everybody else to comply with that, and I forgive the people that I grew up with because I trained them all to call me Elvira. So, and I remember in my house, if I was called Elvira by my parents, it was because I was in trouble. So if I was called by my real name, everything was great, but then it was either to make fun of me or that I was in trouble, and Elvira became associated with something different in the house, where outside the house it was, oh, you're American, you're one of us. So yeah, the name issue is definitely was a bit conflicting for me, because it threw me in different directions. So I felt like, oh, when I grow up and I have a kid, I'm gonna call her by a name she can identify where she's from. But I think now I've decided I'm gonna just name my kid probably a Bosnian name, because their names will be difficult. And the only reason somebody knows that I'm from somewhere else is because of my last name. And my last name no one can ever pronounce. So I even try to Americanize that, even though you can't do that, because I say Jasarovic, and that's not Americanizable.
For me, I think I was very upset at my parents. When it kind of clicked, okay, I came home, first off, let's talk about before I realized what my name was, that it was different from home and school. I kind of was living in La La Land. You know, my parents did a very good job at assimilating me, but at the same time, kind of being like, okay, when you come home, you're gonna eat this rice. You know, there is no mac and cheese, there is no green beans. You're gonna sit here and eat this rice and soup. And so I kind of just went with the flow, but I think I started to really know my identity when I was in middle school. And I came home one day and I just asked my parents, I was like, why doesn't anybody at school call me Tama? Like, why did you want them to call me Betty? And they were like, well, that's a good question. And, you know, my mom was like, it's just easier, you know, and Betty is your grandma's name. And so that's your first name. That's why, you know, your grandma on your dad's side. And Susan, because my name is Betty Susan, guys. So I know my parents were not very, very, they weren't nice to me. Okay, and then Susan is my mom's name, so on my maternal side. And then Yay Tama means mother's namesake. The Yay means mother and Tama means namesake. First off, I did not know Yay Tama meant anything. I just was going with the flow. Especially like when my old uncles would come and they'd call me Yay Betty, and I'd be like, they are jacking up my name. Like, that does not, but I realized they were calling me Mother Betty because in respect to my grandma. And so my name, for me, I'm very passionate about it. You know, that's who I identify with. But when I introduce myself to, like, people from the outside, I don't even want to say outside, but when I introduce myself, I would say, hi, I'm Betty. And I used to think to myself, I'm such a fake, I'm so phony, because although that is my name, that's not the name who, like, people who really know me call me.
I love that you're named after someone. With my name, my parents were hippies and musicians, so it was after some elusive jazz song that Chelsea came from that, but my maiden name was Bilardo, and so that's really from my Italian side, immigrating to Puerto Rico, and I just felt such great pride for that. But having the name Chelsea before the Chelsea Clintons, the Chelsea Handlers were around, people were like, oh, that's interesting. Where'd that name come from? And so I tried to find almost identity within, like, the definition of what my names were. And so technically, Chelsea means, like, dweller by the sea. And I feel like I've definitely lived that out throughout my life, because I've lived in Hawaii and North and South Carolina and California. And so I've, without knowing it, always lived by an ocean or a sea of some sort. But my middle name is Ruth. And so there's a part of me that just loves Jewish culture, because I thought there was some type of Jewish culture, like, in me, being that name is Hebrew. And I've married into a Polish family. So now I'm Chelsea Galeski. And that is so wild and funny to me, because I'm Portopino and now Polish to mix into everything. But it does confuse people when I first meet them, if they might have seen my name written before, because they're like, oh, I thought you would be, oh, okay.
I would say I had a different experience from that. My experiences from everything, including the name, I didn't go the route of getting more pride from it, but so how I started going by Sean from Shonuk, I look at it as kind of more surface comedic. It was just, I was in fourth grade, I was in my keyboarding class, had a teacher named Miss Lee, Miss Lee comes up to me. She's like, what's your name? I'm like, and I gave her my name. She's like, I can't pronounce that. I'm going to call you Sean. And that was done. That was it. I was like, okay. And my life was so much easier after that change. Just taking the AK off and everything worked well.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, subscribe and rate us on iTunes. It helps other people find us. We can also be found on SoundCloud and wherever else you get your podcasts. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at First Gens, that's the number one, STGENS, plus get extra content on our website, firstgenspodcast.com. First Gens was created by Perrine DeShield. The show is co-hosted by Perrine and Sky Wilson. Trey Pierce, aka Self, is our audio engineer. Special thanks to our roundtable guests, Betty, Elvira, Chelsea, and Sean. Music from this podcast is listed by name and artist within the credits on our website and is derived from bensound.com and SoundClick. First Gens is a proud member of Huga, an amazing co-working space based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for taking a chance on us.